We're reading in the writings of Rabash the article concerning above reason. You can ask questions in Kab.tv. Selected questions related to the studied materials will be asked during the lesson. Again, reading from the writings of Rabash concerning above reason. Concerning above reason, we should use this tool both between friends and between an individual and the Creator. However, there is a difference between them. Between an individual and the Creator, this tool must remain forever. In other words, one must never underestimate this tool called faith above reason. However, between friends, if he can see his friend's virtue within reason, it is all the better. And yet, the nature of the body is to the contrary. It always sees his friend's fault and not his virtues. This is why our sages said, judge every person favorably. In other words, although within reason you see that your friend is wrong, you should still try to judge him favorably. And this can be above reason. That is, although logically he cannot justify him, above reason he can justify him nonetheless. However, if he can justify him within reason, this is certainly better. If, for example, he sees that the friends are at a higher degree than his own, and he sees within reason how he is in utter lowliness compared with the friends, that all the friends keep the schedule of arriving at the seminary and take greater interest in all that is happening among the friends, helping each and every one in any way they can, and immediately implement every advice for the work from the teachers in actual fact, etc. It certainly affects him and gives him strength to overcome his laziness, both when he needs to wake up before dawn and when he is awakened. Also, during the study, his body is more interested in the lessons, since otherwise he will lag behind his friends. Also, with anything that concerns Kedusha, he must take it more seriously, because the body cannot tolerate lowliness. Moreover, when his body looks at the friends, it sees within reason that they are all working for the Creator. And then his body too lets him work for the Creator. And the reason why the body helps him work in order to bestow is as mentioned. The body is unwilling to tolerate lowliness. Rather, every body has a pride, and he's unwilling to accept a situation where his friend is greater than him. Thus, when he sees that his friends are at a higher degree than his own, this causes him to ascend in every way. This is the meaning of what our sages said, counters envy, increases wisdom. In other words, when all the friends look at the society as being at a high level, both in thoughts and in actions, it is natural that each and every one must raise his degree to a higher level than he has by the qualities of his own body. This means that even if innately he has no craving for great desires, or is not intensely attracted to honor, still, through envy, he can acquire additional powers that he doesn't have in his own nature. Instead, the force of quality of envy in him has procreated new powers within him, which exist in the society. And through them, he has received those new qualities, meaning powers that were not instilled in him by his progenitors. Thus, now he has new qualities that society has procreated in him. It turns out that a person has qualities that his parents bequeathed to their children, and he has qualities that he acquired from the society, which is a new possession. And this comes to him only through bonding with the society and the envy that he feels towards the friends when he sees that they have better qualities than his own. It motivates him to acquire very good qualities, which he does not have and of which he is jealous. Thus, through the society, he gains new qualities that he adopts by seeing that they are at a higher degree than his, and he is envious of them. This is the reason why now he can be greater than when he didn't have a society, since he acquires new powers through the society. Rab, we don't hear you.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about giving some order to someone else regarding the Lel Seder.
However, this can be said if he truly sees that the friends are at a higher degree than his own. But at the same time, the evil inclination shows him the lowliness of the society and makes him think, on the contrary, this society that you wish to bond with is not for you. They are many degrees below your own. Thus, from such a society, not only will you gain nothing, but all the more so, even the inborn forces that you have, which are small, are larger than those within the society. Thus, you should in fact stay away from them. But if you do want to bond with them, at least see that they all obey you, meaning follow your understanding of how the society should behave, how they sit when they gather, how they study, and how they pray. In other words, either they are all serious, and God forbid that they should even smile or ever discuss the friends' worldly matters, if they make a living, or how they make a living, easily or with difficulties. If he has a job where he doesn't suffer, or has a difficult landlord who gives him a hard time, or if his co-workers don't mock him for being orthodox, etc. All those matters are of no importance. And it is a waste of time thinking about them, for they are only corporeal matters. He, on the other hand, came to partake in an assembly of friends for a noble purpose, which is to be a true servant of the Creator. It follows that when he wishes to forget about his corporeality, when in fact his corporeality deeply concerns him, and yet he lets it go and does not want to remember, the friends come and begin to discuss their friend's corporeality. And he does not care about his friend's corporeality, since now he wants spirituality. So why are the friends suddenly messing up my mind with mundane stuff which is of no concern to me at all? Is this why I want to forget about my corporeality, to make time to think about the friend's corporeality? Can this be? Thus, you'd better listen to me and stay away from them, his buddy tells him. And you will certainly be more successful. Why mess up your mind with such nonsense? Therefore, when the body shows him the inferiority of his friends, what can he answer his body when it comes with arguments of a righteous one? In other words, the body doesn't advise him to turn away from the society because the body is suggesting that he be wicked. On the contrary, the body tells him, by staying away from the society, you will be righteous, and you will think only about your spirituality and, when necessary, of your corporeality as well. Therefore, if a person believes that without a society it is impossible to advance and achieve love of the Creator, since this is the springboard for exiting self-love and entering love of the Creator, he has no other choice but to go above reason. He should tell his buddy, the fact that you see that they are all not really at the degree of craving to attain the love of the Creator as you desire it, meaning, since you are my buddy, I see in you that you are holier than the rest of the buddies of the friends, since you wish to be a servant of the Creator. I see that you are advising me to leave the friends because their bodies already display their inferiority, and they haven't the strength to conceal their improper traits, since people normally hide the evil in them from one another, so that others will respect them, because they have prominent qualities. But here, their evil is so great that they are unable to overcome the evil and hide it so that others will not see them. Thus, from my perspective, they are certainly ignoble. However, without a society, I will gain nothing, despite all my good qualities. Thus, above reason, I will keep what our sages said. Be very, very humble. In other words, I must go above reason and believe that they are standing at a higher degree than mine. And then, to the extent of my faith, I will be able to receive encouragement and strength from the society and receive from them what the society can give. It follows that the only reason he is accepting the love of friends above reason is because of necessity, for lack of other options. But within reason, he sees that he is right. However, it is precisely here, meaning concerning friends, that within reason is more important than the degree of above reason. This is so because in truth, when a person wishes to bring himself closer to Dvekut with the Creator, through the work that he wishes to do only in order to bestow, the evil begins to appear in him. And the matter of recognition of evil is not an intellectual matter. Rather, it is a sensation in the heart. This means that he should feel about himself that he is worse and lower than the whole world. And if he hasn't come to feel it, but thinks that there is someone else who is still worse than him, then he probably has not obtained recognition of evil. In other words, the evil is still hidden in his heart and still has not been disclosed in him. This is so because it is impossible to see evil, but only when he has some good. For example, it is impossible to detect any dirt in the house if it is dark, but when you turn on a lamp, then you can see that there is dirt there. Also, if one does not do good deeds, does not engage in Torah and prayer, and wish to draw near the Creator, he has no light to illuminate his heart and to allow him to see the evil in his heart. It turns out that the reason why he is still not seeing that there is more evil in his heart than in all the friends is that he needs more good. For this reason, he thinks that he is more virtuous than his friends. It therefore turns out that he's seeing that his friends are worse than himself comes from his lack of light that will shine for him. So he will see the evil in himself. Thus, the whole matter of evil that is in men is not fighting the evil, in the existence of the evil, since everyone has this evil called the will to receive in order to receive, which is self-love. Instead, all the difference is entirely in the disclosure of the evil. In other words, not every person sees and feels that self-love is bad and harmful. Since a person doesn't see that engagement in satisfying his will to receive, called self-love, will harm him.
Questions? Any for now, or should we continue reading? Friends, wake up.
No. What's
happening to them, Michael?
We have a question from Baltia.
Baltia.
Так Балтия или Балтия один?
Sorry, Baltia one.
Тут говорится, как будто бы есть вообще какое-то другое состояние.
It was said here as if there is some other situation other than the feeling of loneliness, and the more I study, everything was good when I started studying Kabbalah 13 or 14 years ago. Since then, it's only this situation of loneliness. Is there anything else?
Yes. Vadai. Shani umnam shenimtza kol hazman v'shiflut.
Although I'm constantly in the ever-growing loneliness, the increasing, together with that, I'm appreciating my state, the Creator, because the loneliness that I obtain, for me, it's a great asset.
USA, Northwest.
USA, Northwest.
USA, Northwest.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Oh, Ralph. There are many temples in the United States that are now closed. How should the Passover holiday be celebrated if people can't get to the temples in the United States? Should they try to come together amongst family members, and how should they do the Passover meal under the conditions of the coronavirus? That is my question.
Just like in the desert. Simple. If you have a matzah, you have a matzah. If you know how to bake it, bake it. You can do it on the open flame. A few stones, you light a fire in between. take some water, mix it with some flour, not too much water, make it tight, then you bake a matzah, that salt, without anything, you know, make it like a pita bread. That's your bread, that's your matzah for Passover. It's a sign, it's commemorating our exodus from Egypt. What does it mean? That flour, which is Malchut, connected with the water, which is Bina, has nothing other than that. Only the connection of Malchut and Bina without any addition. This is called a matzah. And you add nothing to that. Then you eat that matzah. That's it. You can also cook an egg, you can boil an egg, you can fry a piece of meat. You can eat many things if you want. But ultimately, it's very simple. What do you mean? Do you need a synagogue in order to have a Passover? People didn't used to live this way. Have a rabbi that would live next to them and sell them different things and invite them to a meal. No, just sit at home, turn on your computer like you're now with us, and you'll see the meal. We'll be together during the meal, and we'll eat together. And through the screens, you'll see what we have. I don't know what they're preparing for me. I think it's going to be a piece of a little piece of meat, an egg, of course, the matzah, some salt, a glass of wine, that's it. There are other customs to, you know, eat the bitter herbs. But it's not that important. Passover is a very simple holiday. Not that much effort. Also, if you don't have matzahs, the unleavened bread, you don't have it, so what? The important thing is to come out of Egypt. Your inner Egypt. Because you're probably staying in America. So come out of your inner Egypt and try to rise to the degree of bestowal from Malchut to Bina. This is called the Exodus from Egypt. In short, be a man, be a human. Because if you're only in Malchut, you are a wild man or a beast. But if you're coming out of Malchut to the degree of Bina, to bestowal, you're already becoming a part of Adam Rishon. You're called Adam. You're called Adam, human. Okay? Moskva 1. Moskva 1.
Вопрос по...
A question regarding the article. Regarding the connection between this article and the article Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah we just read. It's written about the mitzvot between man and man that they are more beneficial. To what extent you should take the Creator into the account when relating to other people in order for it to be considered mitzvah?
Our relationship to the Creator, they are, all of them are prepared with our relationships towards the friends. I can't come to the Creator with some nice and good attitude unless I first arrange that good attitude between me and the friends. Otherwise, it would certainly not be nice and well. If I give, if I love, I connect to the ten, and only to that extent, and not more than that, no other way, can I connect to the Creator. Like that. If I'm rewarded with connecting to the ten in a complete, a full measure, the first degree, I feel that I connected to the Creator. It simply appears this way. Then I go to the next degree and I work with the ten in connection more and more and this way, and then I reach the connection in degree number two. I discover that I'm with the Creator in degree number two. Meaning with the vessels, we work on the connection between us, with the lights, those we receive from the Creator, inside those corrected vessels with the friends. Is that clear?
Baltia 1,
you understand? No. Okay. No worries.
Да, уже сняли вопрос, похожий вопрос задал Москва-1. Хотелось бы узнать, вот в статье описывается, что...
I wanted to understand, regarding the article, it says that the relation to the created beings and the relation to the Creator, is my work to connect these two concepts?
Again?
Где говорится о моем отношении к творениям и к Творцу, насколько я понял.
The article is about my article, my attitude to others and my attitude to the Creator. Is my work to connect these two concepts inside me, or should I, or are these stages? First other people, then the Creator.
It's the same action, really. Except in action, I work towards the created beings, and with the result, I discover it with relation to the Creator. You understand? How can I put it differently to you? If I come to the right connection with my friends, I discover in that connection the Creator. That's how it is.
Все, да? Так,
поехали
тогда дальше. У нас сегодня что еще есть? Некра кцат микитвей дор ахарон?
Let's read a little bit from the writings of the last generation.
We can read from the last generation. There's a request for all the friends who wish to ask a question. Please log out and then log in again, because maybe there is a problem and other friends want to ask more questions. So log out, then log in again, and then you can ask a question.
Okay, so everyone disconnects from the system and reconnects again.
Should we read the last generation?
Yes.
Or we can also conclude this article if you wish.
No. We stopped it already.
Okay, so before we move on to the next part, let's sing a song together.
Quante volte ti sei chiesto la ragione da che esisto, non c'è vita senza luce, è un bisogno che conduce da una supplica del cuore a scoprire il vero amore che ti porta all'unione con gli amici e a una missione, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà. Conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà. con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici, fai cambiare la ricezione, con la luce di d'azione, con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici, fai cambiare la ricezione, con la luce di d'azione. Rivelato questo, hai scoperto qual è il nesso di una vita di ricezione, senza scopo e depressione, al mattino puoi cambiare, con gli amici qui a studiare, solo insieme arriveremo, la correzione raggiungeremo, connetterci col Creator, 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 connetterci col Creator. Con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti, tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione, con la luce di d'azione, con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti, tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione, con la luce di d'azione. Ba 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 ba